Today in our podcast, we have a special treat for you. In our desire to help equip you to disciple the hurting, Matt and I decided we would like to have occasional podcasts with special guests who we know will encourage you in your ministry of discipling the hurting. So listen in to be blessed.
Hi, I'm Matt, the Development Coordinator for the Truth and Hope Foundation in Sofia, Bulgaria.
And I'm Cherie Ferzonki, the author of the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum.
This episode of Go in Peace is brought to you by listeners, supporters, and friends of our ministry.
Hello, everybody. Today we're with my dear friend, Colleen. Now, I probably say her last name wrong because it's Romanian. It's Jejeran?
Jejeran.
Jejeran. And I first met her by a divine appointment in Cluj, Romania about, how many years ago do you think?
I think it's been about six.
Yeah, about 6 years ago. And I was asked by a friend of mine who lived in California, who is Romanian, if I would come and do Go in Peace here in Romania. And so we worked on translating the material for over a year. So we do have Go in Peace in Romanian. And we came and we did a Go in Peace teaching. And by divine appointment, that's when I met Colleen, who also happened to be from California. It's funny, we both are California girls and grew up there, but we meet in Romania.
And Calvary Chapel.
Yeah,
we were connection. We're like-minded.
Which was such a blessing. That's probably why we felt like we were kindred spirits.
And German Shepherd lovers.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yeah, because her German Shepherd looked exactly like my first shepherd. It was just so fun to get to know her and get to know her family. But that's when you were first exposed to the Go in Peace message.
Yes.
So tell me about that. What did you think about it when you first were exposed to it?
Well, it was pretty amazing for me because here I am in Romania talking to God. My husband's now the pastor and I'm the pastor's wife. And I'm like, God, I don't want to be the pastor's wife. And I was dealing with my own baggage, so to speak, of hurt, even though I had been, you know, saved 20 something years. And God had already put on my heart that He wanted me to be able to be like He was in the upper room with Judas.
Oh.
That even though He knew Judas was going to betray Him and everything, boy, right. Nobody in the room knew. And I was like, Lord, help me to have that kind of forgiveness, that kind of heart for people, because I don't have it. And I already knew that I had some hurts that He was wanting me to deal with. So it was a part of the process in getting me healed. It was holy God, like you said, a divine appointment.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, and so we stayed in touch over the years, mostly through Facebook, because she's in Romania and I'm in Bulgaria or America. Mm-hmm. But last year, you brought your daughter, who's a young adult, and two other Romanian ladies, and you brought them down to Bulgaria for a leadership training for Go in Peace. And so tell us about that.
Well, I was just really excited to have the opportunity to take the ladies away in the first part of it and to be able to introduce them to something that would biblically enable them, because I knew that God wanted me to share with other women how to heal hurts. Right. And He didn't want me to be a lone ranger and go alone.
Right.
And here He gave me these women who I was already working with and discipling for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And weekly women's Bible study. And I opened up Go in Peace again. And I'm like, you know what? Perfect. I want to make more disciples. And I want these women, if God calls me to move away from here at some point, which He could, we could be here a few years, we could be here 20.
Right.
But I wanted them to have the tools to be able to make more disciples and find healing for whatever hurts may be underlying in their lives.
Exactly.
So I'm just so thankful that, you know, I called you or we spoke and you opened up the opportunity for that. And my daughter has been through Bible college and she has a heart for ministry and to help young women. So she was excited to go. And so it was just really great to be able to have the opportunity to spend the weekend. And they were just sponges, weren't they?
They
just
were
soaking it up.
it was so fun.
Just looked at me, Colleen, thank you. Thank you for this weekend. And oh, I know what I've got to do. And now, you know, it's just been great. And then I encouraged them to every 6 months, while we were in the States right now on furlough, I encouraged them while we were gone before you came.
Right.
And they were already, their hearts were already ready to redo Go in Peace.
Oh, praise the Lord.
So they went over some of the key chapters before you came this time.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then you went home to furlough, and you're from Calvary Chapel East Anaheim, right?
Yes. Yes.
And so when you were on furlough, you wanted to do your first Go in Peace weekend, and you did it there. Is that it?
Yes, it was totally God because I came home last year from our trip, and our care team, our missions care team for our family met with us on Skype, and I was just so excited to tell them, like, I know God wants me to get this into the hands of as many women as possible. And, you know, we're called right now to Romania, my husband and I, but we've always had global hearts.
We
just love to share with people. That's what he's called us to do, is to share with everybody all over the world, wherever he takes us. And so I was sharing with the women from our care team, and wow, wouldn't it be great if we could do something here? We want to hear about it. We want to do it. So a couple of the key ladies on our care team, when they found out in October, November that we, that I was coming, already things were in motion. So this was really a God opportunity. And I was a little nervous about it. But I knew God wanted me to do it. And when you're doing what God wants you to do, then your fears subside. You know, I'm doing this in obedience, God. I'm to you. I'm trusting you to give me your words. Cherie's already got your word written. So how much can I mess that up? So I'm, and that was key for me. And that's one of the key things I do share with other women. You don't have to worry about what to say. And the thing is, we don't want to use our words. Because we're dealing with spiritual principalities. And God told us to do battle with our spiritual weapons. And that is the word, which is the sword of truth. And that is going to pierce right through to any heart issues that are going on in anybody's life better than any words you and I can come up with. So, hello, anybody can really do this. But I was a little nervous. I was a little bit nervous. I can't say that I wasn't nervous.
You know? It's always nervous the first time. Even when I wrote the curriculum, I still get excited. I still get nervous, you know, because you're not quite sure what God's going to do, you know? And
But here's one of the things JJ and I, my husband, learned a long time ago, because in ministry and in any service to God, the enemy wants to lie, rob, destroy, and discourage, okay? We do what God asks us to do. And we leave the results to him. And the power, or the parable of the sower, we see sowing the seed, And we, there are four kinds of soil. God just tells us to sow. You know, all the rest is up to him. So that's what I said. God, I'm showing up and I'm going to do what you want me to do. So a couple of gals at my, one lady opened her home in Yorba Linda. And we talked about like food and whatever, you know, menu and stuff like that. And I didn't want it to be too burdensome on her. So I did go a day before and make us a big pot of chicken vegetable soup. And then she arranged all the snacks, and another lady made sure there was desserts and so on. We did it in 2 days. Now, Southern California women got their schedules, got their families. And we prayed over the list of women, and we just, I was limited in how many we could have, which is a good thing in many ways because of the house and the capacity it could hold. And we just said, you know, what? Who are women that when Jesus said to gave his instruction, final instructions to the, his disciples, he said, teach these things to those who can take this further. If I'm not going to sit in a one-on-one with you to disciple you, and I'm teaching it to women that I knew could carry this further.
Wow, what a blessing.
Yeah, so we, I think we have 15 women. And we did it. I prayed over the schedule. And 9 to 5. I had them in the door at 9. We started by 9:15. I was speaking. And they were out the door at 5 both days. We knocked out both chapters. And I said, you know, I just kept encouraging them along. Bear with me. We're going to get through. I want you to go home with as much as I can give you. And then I assigned to them the two chapters that you could do on your own that you taught us. And then I also gave them the chapter, I believe it's 8, on when listening to God. Listening to God.
Okay.
That's something you wanted. That was one other homework assignment for them.
Very good.
But got through the rest of the material. They were just so like excited and kind of cute. You know, a couple of them, oh, Colleen, I wish so-and-so could hear this. Could you come? And I'm like, no, the baton has been handed to you. And I could, in my own pride, think, okay, you know what, I'm going to go do it, right? But we're on furlough and we've got so much scheduled. And it wasn't vacation, let me just say that.
Right.
And when we're home, it's not vacation, but I was like, you know what? God doesn't want me to do that. God wants you to carry it on now. And it was really cool because the next day at church, the pastor who spoke that morning taught on the sinful woman.
Really?
Yes.
It's just the Lord just
totally
speaking to the women.
We're all in different sections of the church for service, but we get up and we see each other. And we were just in sync. That it was probably 5 of us that morning that we caught each other's eyes, gathered in the foyer at church. We're like, well, is God driving home the message or what? So I said, go, ladies, go and take the message further.
Oh, very
so
good.
It was a really, really anointed thing. And I think it was really cool for them to see God put that little like cherry on top of the cake for them. You know, that,
praise the Lord.
Okay, girls, go do it.
Yeah, so, what a blessing.
It was.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have any words for someone who might be thinking, I don't know, can I really do this? I want to do it. I'm feeling like the Lord's putting on my heart to do a weekend or to disciple one-on-one, but I'm afraid. I'm scared to do it. Do you have any words of encouragement for someone thinking like that? Like,
I'm a missionary.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, you need to obey God.
Good.
And if God is telling you to do it, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to step out in faith. And you need to trust the results to him, okay? You need to invite, prepare, be a blessing, and just rest in him doing the work. He wants us to. God doesn't need us.
He doesn't.
He doesn't. He can do whatever he wants to do he wants. He's going to build his church no matter what.
Exactly.
But I think he wants us to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And I think it's a blessing to be a part of that. And sometimes it can be hard, but guard your heart.
Yes.
And don't let the enemy discourage you. And I'm thinking of the story of Peter. It's kind of a visual that I like. Jesus called Peter out on the stormy waters, right?
Yeah.
And Peter was like, no, I'm hesitant. I'm scared. And, you know, Peter, we see, didn't respond the first time. But isn't it cool that Jesus's hand is always extended? Come on.
Right.
So I would just say take his hand and do it.
Oh, very good. Very good. And then today we are in, how do we say your city in Romania?
Petroșan.
And so you and your husband JJ invited my husband and I to come up here, and we've been here for a week ministering with you by your side. And what did we do this weekend?
Wow. Well, we brought an opportunity for women to hear the message. Cherie shared her testimony of how she made peace with God. And then on Saturday, we had 2 sessions where she taught them how to heal those deep heart hurts personally and to forgive, which are like 2 main things. After giving somebody Jesus, those are 2 main things you want to give people. So it was just a beautiful opportunity. The women were just sitting on the edges of their seats. And we had several women sign up to do the Go in Peace book. We invited a couple leaders from neighboring cities to come, and they're going to be getting trained to do the book as well. So it's just been an amazing blessing to hear Cherie's story. And it's just opens the opportunity then for people to sign up to do the book.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think that was the main thing, like just coming up and then just the Lord, you know, using me to share my story, I think really opens the door for other women to say, you know, wow, I really want to learn more about this. And I'm excited to see what God's going to do over the next, you know, few months.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. And, you know, I just want to say this too. I think it's really important that when the women come, they feel that you are serving. We need to serve like Jesus served. We need to wash their feet, you know. So we try to make it extra special, or I do, with pretty things that they wouldn't have all the time and yummy food.
Exactly.
And it's really hard if you're doing all the speaking and trying to do the preparations of the food. So it really takes many hands. And praise God, I've got, you know, you and Keith came, and my family, you know, as you saw, we all pitch in to help for events. So, you know, ask people around you, because they're looking for an opportunity to serve sometimes, and you're not even aware of that. And they get to be blessed too by helping you with your event.
It's true.
Yeah.
And as a leader, though, one of the things that I've also seen as I've done different women's retreats and stuff, I love to not only be maybe the teacher or the guest speaker, if I'm able to serve while I'm there, that is so important to me. And one time I was doing a retreat in Sofia, Bulgaria, and we were serving the meals. You know, I was teaching the sessions and then serving the meals. And I was like, ladies, sit down. I want to bring you your meal. And they're like trying to fight with me. And they're like, no, you can't do this. Please, please don't serve. And I'm like, no, this is your retreat. I am here to just bless you. Sit down. I want to serve you. And then by the third day, Sunday, one of the women are like, why are you doing this? You're like breaking my heart in a sense. And I said, because Jesus served.
That's
he
right.
He came and he was a servant. And I want to show you Christ by my actions.
That's right.
And she said that just like blew her away, because she's seen so many short-term mission, like pastors and different people coming over on a short-term trip, and they just expect to be served.
Right.
But as leaders, we are not to expect to be served. We are to be the hands and feet of Christ, and we are to be the servants. And so even in our service of the physical things, like you made wonderful, you made chicken salad sandwiches for the ladies, and you had the cupcakes and just everything. It's a way to show them love. And,
absolutely.
And it's a physical way for them to see love when
absolutely.
They walk in that room. And so I think that's so important too. So I just want to encourage anybody that's listening, use the gifts that God gave you, you know, and just pour love on these people.
Yeah. And you know what? Food's important.
It is.
Let me tell you why. Whenever Jesus gathered, there was food involved.
Yeah.
There was breaking of bread, fish, you know, all kinds of stuff going on there around food.
Yeah.
And it's because people are more relaxed.
Yeah.
When people are eating together and like, you know, they just kind of let their guard down.
They do.
You know, so you need to be able to connect.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's through serving, loving. Yeah. Providing a little bit of a special on any kind of budget. I mean, we were able to do, we set a budget.
Right.
Because we don't want to break any banks.
Right.
Or any accounts or have any disagreement between us over how much finances we're spending. But you can make a lovely event on a good on a good budget. And my ladies here in Romania, I just love, it's a big deal for them to go out and have to buy food, but they want to. They wanted to bring some cakes too and do some things because, you know, you'd be surprised. It's just a great blessing for all of us. So.
Yeah, and on my website, if you're like going, how can I do like a day event? What can I do? If you Google or search in the search category on my website, like chicken salad sandwiches, there's a recipe that you can make the day before your event. And I've made it for 80 people at such an inexpensive amount of money that we can just bless the women. They can just come. They don't have to pay their way or whatever. And so look on my website. I have some different ideas about that. And of course, we're going to be building the website more for you because we want this to be a page that will help you, equip you to do ministry. So, well, thank you so much. We have had such a wonderful time here in Romania. It's been a blessing to us.
And blessing for us.
I'm looking forward to years in the future of what God wants to do and the work that he has. Yeah.
Thank you. Tell your audience to pray for us.
Yes.
Pray for the women of Romania.
Yeah. Pray for Colleen
all the people.
And JJ and their family in Romania and just what God wants to do here.
Amen.
Yeah. So thanks so much.
My pleasure. Great to have you.
Thanks.
This has been a Go in Peace Leaders discussion topic with Sri Verzonki and myself, Matt Laster, based on the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum. If you would like to join a group of Go in Peace leaders for encouragement, support, and prayer from like-minded disciples, click on the Facebook group link provided. May God richly bless you as you serve Him.